community-wide, facility-wide, and other risk assessments. A healthcare facility may be required to address or include a facility-based risk assessment, sometimes called a hazard vulnerability analysis, HVA. This type of assessment, together with a corresponding public health assessment at the community level, may be required to use an all-hazards approach. The IP may participate in an HVA. Since this risk assessment looks at many things not directly related to IPC, such as fires, hurricanes, and so on, the IP's role may be focused on conducting the IPC risk assessment component of the HVA and to considering IPC risks as they relate to other hazards. For example, food spoilage during an extended power outage, water quality after a hurricane. One example of an all-hazards facility assessment tool is from the Quality Improvement Organization, QIO, a CMS program. The purpose of the QIO facility assessment tool is to help the facility to evaluate its patient population and identify the resources needed to provide the necessary person-centered care and services the patients require. The community-wide assessment is an important HVA input. Community-based risk assessments are typically comprised of the following reviews in relation to their IPC component: risk of infections, including EMDROS, prevalence of communicable diseases such as TB, influenza, or COVID-19, review rate of TB screening against related national or regional requirements, stratification of risks for prioritization, placement of information in context using comparative data when available. The annual IPC risk assessment is an integral part of the facility-wide assessment and includes a focus on the IPC plan, surveillance activities, and performance initiatives. Identification of high volume, high risk, and problem-prone activities is an important component of the risk assessment, one that can help the IP to set priorities and get support from key stakeholders. Key point: though described here as an annual risk assessment, the IPC risk assessment is a living document that is continually updated as needed. The overall process to generate a new IPC risk assessment takes place annually. When events occur that pose a significant risk not captured in the assessment, that is an increase in measles. A new Marburg or Ebola outbreak is identified internationally. The IPC risk assessment must be updated to account for the new threat. Other types of risk assessments that the IP may participate in include construction and renovation risk assessments, such as an infection control risk assessment, ICRA. These assessments are addressed elsewhere. There may also be a national or regional requirement to conduct a TB risk assessment. In some regions, this assessment will be conducted in collaboration with public health authorities.